that. If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll turn to two places. Turn to, put your finger in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll go begin to read in verse 19 down to verse 27. But then I want to start in Revelation chapter 4 and in verse 10. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10. And if you turn there, we're going to read from Revelation first as we stand to our feet tonight in honor of God's Word. We'll read chapter 4 of Revelation, verses 10 and 11. Verses 10 and 11. I want to preach tonight, casting crowns at the feet of Jesus. Casting crowns at the feet of Jesus. And here in verse 9 of chapter 4, verse 10, it says, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne, and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying. So there's coming a time, dear children of God, that you have opportunity to cast your crowns at the feet of the Lord. Amen? And while you're casting these crowns at the feet of the Lord, you're going to be saying, as they said, this: Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Tonight, the reason why you was born is God has created you for His pleasure. The reason why you was born again was God has created you to be for His pleasure. And while at the end of your life, at the end of your day, at the end of your age, when it's all said and done, and you've done and lived your life, as you stand before the Lord, and as you'll take those crowns that you receive, and you'll cast those crowns at His feet, and you'll say unto Him, eye to eye, face to face, Thou art worthy, O Lord. For I have found that You have created me in Your pleasure, and that my life has been in that place for Your pleasure. Tonight, every Christian, every child of God has real reason tonight, real purpose to breathe and live and to live for God. Why? Because God has wanted you for His pleasure tonight. Amen? And so whenever you live that away, whenever you can speak that away, then you can take that crown and you can throw it down at His feet. Turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to talk about a crown tonight that you can win. Talk about a crown tonight that you can get. In order to throw a crown at the feet of Jesus, you've got to earn a crown. Amen. I mean, you can't buy them down at the heavenly Walmart. You're not going to be able to go through some flea market somewhere. You're not going to be able to find a crown anywhere. You're going to have to earn it tonight. And I want to talk about one of those tonight, the incorruptible crown. Here in chapter 9 and verse 19, Paul has written, he's written about this crown, this incorruptible crown that you and I have opportunity tonight to win. He says, for though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as certainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means that I have preached to others and myself should be a castaway. Let's pray. Father, we come to the name of Jesus tonight. We thank You for the reading of God's Word. Thank You for the singing tonight. Thank You, dear God, for allowing folks to come tonight, Lord, to come into our service. And Father, it's good to see Debbie tonight, Lord, with us. And I appreciate You allowing her to come, and Miss Wanda and Mom and others tonight, dear God, and visitors this morning. And Father, the salvation of this young girl this morning, dear God, my heart is thrilled over that. God, to see another soul come to know You. We'll pray, Father, that You'd help her even now, Lord, wherever she's at, dear God. We'll pray, dear God, that You'd help her to know that she's saved and born again. And I pray that we'd help her along the way, God, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us tonight as we understand what the Word of God's saying. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Now, there are other crowns tonight that you can win. Here, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, 25, talks about the incorruptible crown. How do you win an incorruptible crown? We're going to talk about it tonight, but it's being faithful. Just being faithful, and God will give you a crown. There's another crown there in James chapter 1, verse 12. You don't have to turn there tonight, I'll just tell you, but it's the crown of life. And in the crown of life, you can get that or earn that crown by enduring. By enduring in the life that God has given you to endure. And then there's another crown. It's called the crown of glory. You get this crown by preaching the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. And then there's a crown of rejoicing tonight that comes out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. And that is a crown that is given to those who win souls. Soul-winning crown. And then the fifth crown is the crown of righteousness. And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And it's given to those that love Christ appearing. And so we find these crowns that are offered, but you got to earn them tonight. And boy, I'd hate to know that when I get there, I've earned no crowns, and then while others are throwing the crowns at the feet of the Lord, saying, "Oh Lord, how worthy Thou art," I'm empty-handed. I'm empty-handed. It's all said and done, and I can't go back. I can't earn no more crowns. I have no opportunities. I have no more chances. It's said and done. It's over, and here I stand. Here I sit, empty-handed with no crowns. Oh, friend, I don't want to do that tonight. I don't want to be there. And so tonight I want to encourage you to strive to win this crown. The crown that's called tonight the incorruptible crown, a crown that can be achieved by just being faithful. Amen. I know many times we say that as a pastor, man, just be faithful, but there's something to it tonight by being faithful. You can win a crown by being faithful tonight. And in that thought tonight, I want you to notice the profit of this race. What will it profit me? What is the profit of this race? What is it that I will gain if I'll run this race of faithfulness? Well, we see that in verse 19. Paul said this tonight. He said, "And though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself a servant unto all, that I might gain the more." That I might gain the more. And tonight, you don't know the eyes that are watching you. You don't know tonight of the people that are keeping contact with you. You don't know tonight all those that are just watching and looking, and all those that are just paying attention to what you're doing and how you're living. And Paul's saying, you know what? I want to gain the more. The more I can see saved, the more that can get born again, the more that come to Jesus is why the profit of me being faithful. Amen? The faithful that I am, I'm faithful towards God because I want to gain the more. I want others to be saved. I want others to come know Him as I know Him. I want others to come and be partakers of what I have and what I'm going to get. And Paul is saying that the profit of running the race is that others you might gain. Amen? He also said in the next verse, he said, not only I gain more, but he said he had gained the Jews. And he says, unto the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might gain the Jews. And so Paul's talking about profit here. What's it going to profit Paul running this race? What's it going to profit Paul winning this crown? He said, if I win this crown, and winning the crown is going to profit by me gaining more, me gaining the Jews, but then gaining the religious. He said there in verse 20, he said, that to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. You see that word gain? Gain more, gain Jew, gain the religious. And then I want you to show us in verse 21, he says, to them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law of God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. And so he's talking about gaining the lawless. And so you see, Paul's mentality and Paul's profit is this, is that if I'll be faithful and I'll win this crown of incorruptible crown, that I can find that what the profit for me is this, is I may win more. and that I may win some, and that I might win a Jew, I might win a religious person, I might win a sinner that's without the law of God, some lawless man. In verse 22 it says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I'm talking about profit tonight. Why run the race? Why strive to have a crown tonight? Because there are others out there that are weak. And friend, you can gain the weak by running the race. You can gain the weak by winning the crown. And so Paul's saying, oh, my profit is to gain the weak. And then verse 22, the last portion says, that I made all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. Paul said, I'm not going to save all. Paul said, I'm not going to save any. Paul said, I'm not going to save the whole world. But I tell you what I can do is I can run my race. And I can run the race by being faithful to my Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of me being faithful to Him, I can win an incorruptible crown that I might throw down at His feet someday in the future. And as I throw down at the feet of the future, I can say, Lord, You created me, You saved me for Your pleasure, and because I was in Your pleasure, You gave me a crown. If I give me a crown, You deserve the crown that I give me because it's because of You that I got it. Amen? And in the meantime, some other souls got saved. Maybe a few little Jews over here. Maybe a few little religious people. Maybe over here the weak got saved. Many over here that are wicked and ungodly, and those that are just lawless. Amen. And along the way, some got saved. And friend, it could be that way in your life. Huh, Brother Keith? Huh, Brother Chris and Sister Heather? I mean, listen, you keep on staying faithful, amen, these young Christians. You keep on staying faithful, Brother Jack. You keep on serving God. You keep on going forward. You keep on living for God. You know why? Because while you're faithful and while you're living for God and while you are looking for a crown, yes, but you may save some along the way. What is the profit of running the race? Sinners get saved. Amen. Missions continue on. Missions are begin. Listen, church, if you and I have a mission board, if you and I have a mission conference, if you and I support 10 missionaries across the land, if you and I, friend, give out tracts, if you and I give our money so that others can go, and we're not faithful, we have lost. There's no profit in that. Being faithful tonight is where profit is at. They're not really caring whether you give them a tract or not. They're caring whether you're going to be faithful or not. And tonight, man, I tell you, the prophet of the race. Number two, I want you to notice the participants of the race. The Bible says there in verse 24, He says, know you not that they which run in a race run all. You know who are participants in a race? Those that enter. I mean, that was scholarly. I mean, tonight, it'd take a theologian to figure that one out, amen? I mean, you know, if you're going to run a race, you got to enter in the race. I mean, you know, I just learned that, amen. I mean, listen, tonight, if you're going to run the race for God and you're going to win a crown, you've got to get in the race. Are you in the race? Well, once you get in the race, the Bible says that you're going to run all. In other words, once you get in the race with God, once you get saved and born again, once you're in this with God, then you're going to run, amen. And you're going to run. You might run long. You might run short. You might run slow. You might run fast. You might run crippling along the way, or you might be like a road runner, amen? And you're just dashing in and out and up and down and over there and over here. But the bottom line is this tonight, when you get in and enter the race, you're gonna run all. Every one of us in this room, if you're saved and born again, you're running. You may not be running well, but you're running, amen? And so tonight we see you got to enter the race. Number two, in order for you to receive this crown, you're going to have to endeavor in the race. Tonight I see that this word here, according to the Bible, says, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. In other words, tonight you're going to have to run this race to win. To win. I reminded myself of one day that Kevin, we was trying to get Kevin to play some ball, and so we decided to take him to the YMCA, and he was playing soccer out there, and I'm on the side, and I know nothing about soccer. All I know is that when you get out there and somebody's in your way, you just run over them. That's all I know. The object of the game is to take that ball, put it in that goal, whoever gets in your way, you knock him out of the way. Well, that's not how you play the game. I'm telling Kevin, just knock him out of the way. Just get him down. Just get that ball. Just go over there. And of course, they're over there. They're trying to coach. I'm yelling and screaming, and I'm getting all excited, you know. And I know that surprises every one of you guys. And so here I'm over here. And next thing, the game's over. And I'm saying, oh, man, come on. And coach comes up to me and says, listen. We're not out here to win. Everybody wins. You know what that meant to me? That meant hit to me that he's a loser. We don't do nothing like that. When we play games, even if Debbie's here tonight, and when we play games, it's a card game. It's a little croquet game. It might be a little like what's that game where you see a bug and you yell like a car that's a bug. Red bug, black bug, or yellow bug. Have y'all seen it before? You hit each other like that? There you go, Brother Keith. There you go. Amen. Hey, man, we play to win. Listen, friend, when I played basketball with Heather right here, I beat her every time. We play to win. My daddy taught me that. He said, son, if you're going to play, you better play to win. And sure enough, man, we play to win in this Christian life and this Christian race. Friend, if you're going to get in the race and you're going to be a Christian and you're going to carry the banner of God and you're going to lift up the name of Jesus and you're going to take on the blood of Christ and you're going to bear His name and bear the marks of the darling Lord tonight, then won't you run to obtain the prize? I mean, quit fooling around. I mean, listen, friend, there's too many breaks in your life. I mean, there's all kind of siestas. I mean, I tell you tonight, he says if you're going to run, endeavor to run, that means to win, that means to obtain. That word obtain means that I'm going to be obsessed with running the race. That means I'm going to run. That means to take eagerly. To take eagerly. It means to seize. It means tonight to possess. And all I'm saying tonight is this, is I got a crown in heaven, and that crown possibly could have my name on it. And one day, God could surely give it to me. But I'm going to have to run that race, and I'm going to have to run it to win that prize, and I'm going to run it to obtain it, and I'm going to eagerly do it and seize upon it and possess it. So friend, if you're going to get my way, you're going to get run over. Don't try to destruct me. Don't try to be a road bump in my life. Amen? Listen, friend, you can go right along with me. We can go together to this prize. Because your run and your walk and the way you do has nothing to do with me, but we can do it together along the way. All I'm saying tonight is if you're going to be a participant in this race, you've got to enter and you've got to endeavor. Amen? Number two. I want you to notice the participation in this race. Well, now I'm a participant, brother. You done taught me right into that deal. Now I'm on the run. I'm on the track. I'm in the race. And listen, I want to win. I want to win that crown. I'm telling you, I'm going to do everything I can to get a crown. Now what do I got to do? Well, here's what it tells us. Number one, he talks about the struggle while running. The struggle while running. He talks about that in verse 25. He says, now every man that striveth, but striveth for the mastery. Striveth. That word strive means to struggle. It means to contend with an adversary. It means to fight. It means to labor. It means to fervently. In other words, what it's saying tonight is that if you're going to be a participant in this race and you're going to be something that's going to move forward in this race and you're going to go to the finish line, then you're going to struggle tonight with disappointments. And you're not going to run this race without disappointments. You're not going to run this race, friend, without being disappointed with yourself. You know how many times I hate myself? I know this ain't good for your psyche. But listen, friend, many times I look at me and I look at myself and I say, I'm disappointed in you. How could you ever How could you make a pact and make a plea with God? And how can you tell somebody you're going to do something and you don't achieve it and you don't finish it? And then you say you're going to read more, you're going to pray more, you're going to witness more, you're going to give more, you're going to go more. And you find yourself a sluggard. You find yourself slothful. You find yourself lazy. You find yourself right into the place where you're letting everything discourage you. All the things around you, the people, the money, the time, the effort, the energy, the world, the economic, the government, all of the other things that is causing a disappointment in your life. But can I say tonight, if you're going to participate in this race, then you're going to have to struggle through disappointments, Brother Raymond. Disappointments with yourself. And then disappointments with others. And they're going to disappoint you, friend. I mean, listen, friend, not everybody's like you, and thank God for that. Huh? I mean, if everybody was like everybody else, we would have everybody. Just one of us. Now, I don't know who that might be tonight, but just say it was you. And everybody's like you. And when you can't stand yourself, we can't stand you either. When you look in the mirror and say, you make me sick, I say, you make me sick too. We're just sickened over you. Amen. So tonight, all I'm saying is, if we're going to be a participant in this race and we're going to go and try to win this crown, you're going to have to struggle with disappointments in this race. And it's going to be you that's going to be disappointing you, and others are going to disappoint you. But you got to keep on running the race. Even with struggles, even with disappointments in lives, not everybody, not all people are going to do what you want them to do. They're not going to be what you want them to be. I mean, for example, tonight, we had a big night on Friday night. A big movie night. I mean, a big, fat movie night. We had hot dogs running out of our ears. Man, we had all kinds of stuff, and we had a whole table full of a spread of food, and we had all everything in all the world. We had chairs that could fill up everybody, whoever went to church that night, and tables, and we had a movie on Isaiah 9:10. Oh, that we just spoke out of the Word of God and related to 9/11. And boy, it was tremendous and a spiritual a way of how America has gone along as Israel, and God is going to judge us as He judged them. And oh my, it was convicting. And oh my, it was comforting. And then we had a conversation after, and we had a talk, and boy, we just had a tremendous time, a wonderful time, but not all y'all were there. You say, Brother Ed, did that disappoint you? You better believe it. Was you disappointed? Oh, I was so disappointed. Was you so disappointed that you're going to tell each one of y'all off? I tell you what, this church will never do. We'll never have a movie night on Friday night. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you that you're a sorry Christian, not even a Christian at all, for not coming on Friday night. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not even going to tell you that, hey, listen, you should have been there. I'm not going to say that neither. You know why? Because people have lives to live. And people have places to go. And people have things to do. And people have other things and situations in their lives that they may feel is more important than watching a movie, is going with their family or going doing this and doing that. You know what? And I am completely fine with that. But did it disappoint me? Yes. So I'm going to quit my race? No. Well, tonight, can I say, you're going to struggle with disappointments. That's what it says. Number two, you're going to contend. You're going to contend. The word strive means contend with the adversary with difficulties. You're going to contend with shortcomings. Friend, when you're in this race, there's going to be some shortcomings that come into your life. You're just going to come short, man. I mean, you know, you're going to come short with people. You're going to come short with expectations of others. People are going to have hopes in you. They're going to have dreams of you. And they're going to expect some things of you. And you're going to come short in those difficulties. Because, see, you've got to contend with the adversary on this thing. Hey, listen, you've got to contend with feelings. Feelings. I remind myself, and some of y'all heard the story, but when I was in high school, I was a freshman. And I was about, I don't know, man, I was skinny. You can't get no skinnier than me. I mean, if I didn't have a bone in my arm, I wouldn't have an arm. I mean, I was so skinny that freshman year, and the coach came to me and said, "Listen, I want you to be quarterback for our team." And he said, "But you're going to have to gain some weight, man." I said, "Well, I want to be quarterback for the varsity team." He said, "Well," he said, "you can't do it being 100 pounds. He said, "You're going to have to gain weight and get strong." Well, that summer, from 8th grade to 9th grade, man, I got into the weights. I got up in that morning. I drank about 12 raw eggs. And I began to drink protein. And I went to the track. Brother Raymond, I ran the track. I ran the stands. When I got through running that, I went swimming. And I did the swimming thing back and forth. And about that time, it was about 10 o'clock. From 10 to 12, we played full court basketball. And then I worked on play basketball. Then from 12 to 2, I went back to the gym and I began to work out. And then from 2 to about 4, I was throwing a football through a tire. That tire was moving. I had some people out there and we was throwing around playing football. About 4 to 6, I was back over here and playing basketball again from 4 to 6 on that Saturday. I love basketball. And then about 6 to 7, I was back swimming again, and I come home late that evening. All every day on the summertime. Mom and Daddy worked. Nobody was home, so I worked out. By the end of that summer, in 3 month period, I'm bulked up to about 150 pounds. And it wasn't fat either, it was muscle. Now it's turned into fat since then. But it was muscle. Bench pressing almost 300 pounds, leg pressing almost 500, military 200 pounds. Man, listen, friend, I felt like I was the Hulk. I feel like I can run and do anything and everything. But I'm going to tell you something. In between those times, friend, I didn't feel like working out. I didn't feel like getting up in the morning and keep on going. How would you like to drink 12 eggs, raw eggs in the morning, every morning for 3 months? I didn't feel like it. Can I say to you, friend, in this Christian life and in this race, you're not going to feel like it. But you're going to have to contend with the difficulties of not feeling like it. You're going to have troubles in your life. You're going to have troubles with your family, troubles with your children, troubles with your finances, troubles with at church, troubles here and troubles there. But you got to contend. You've got to contend. I'm a servant now. The third thing I want you to notice, the word on the participation is, the word strive means to fight with discouragement. Fight. You got to fight with discouragement. And then fourthly, you got to labor with dangers. Labors with danger. In other words, what if I don't? I can't. You ever got there before? I just can't do it no more. I just can't do it no more. Said, friend, you've got to labor with that danger. I will not try anymore. I'm done trying. I'm through with it. I'm finished with it. I'm done. Listen, friend, you've got to contend. You've got to strive. You've got to fight. You've got to labor if you want this crown. Secondly, not only the struggle while running, but there's the self while running. The word is used there in verse 35 is the mastery is temperate. Into all things. What does temperate mean tonight? It means self-control. It means self-restraint. It means self-denial. Listen tonight, it means that all have to be in the field. All have to be on the track. All have to be on the starting line. All have to be to begin to run. It might be coming to church. It might be running your right, reading your Bible. It might be praying. It might be giving of tithes. It might be witnessing. It might be giving and holding a testimony. It might be living like a Christ. Amen. It might be a whole lot of things tonight that your race will demand of you. But you've got to come to the place where you get self-control. You've got to mastery this self. Because self will lead you to the wrong path and around the wrong hill. Listen, friend, while you're running on the track, you wake up one day and you're in the bleachers. What happened? Man, I used to be on the track. And now I'm in the bleachers. Or you might be under the bleachers in the concession stand. Yeah. Or you might be driving around the Coliseum down on a car somewhere. And you look over and you say, I used to be on that track. I used to run that track. I used to run that race. And now I'm running a different type of race. And I'm going the opposite direction of that race. You know what happened? Temperance. You didn't master that. You've got to master this self-control. You've got to master, a friend, this self-denial. If you're going to want the crown, if you want to win some, if you want missions to be anything that you want it to be. Then thirdly, you got to finish the race. Verse 24 says, so run that you may obtain. Oh, that you'll finish. Amen. Oh, some will finish last. Some will finish first. Some will run slow. Some will run fast. But the friend, the Bible says that all, if you run, you'll just finish. Amen. See, friend, it's not how you run the race. It's if you finish tonight. It doesn't matter tonight who gets to the finish line first. It matters you get to the finish line. Somebody say amen. You see, tonight it's not about who's coming in first. It's just who's going to the finish line. Every one of us tonight have potential of getting a crown. And you get a crown for being faithful when you finish your race. You might be slow like a turtle. Friend, you might be fast like a jackrabbit. You might be double-minded. Friend, you might be up and down, in and out, friend, like the weather. Run the race. Finish the race. Now, thirdly tonight, the purpose of the race. The purpose of the race. Tonight we're going to run this race. It's going to take skill in running the race tonight. Look at verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I want you to notice tonight, when you run with the skill of running the race, you got to run with the mind. The mind comes in play. Therefore so run, not as uncertainly. That word uncertainly means understanding. Don't run a race without having any kind of understanding. Running a race just without any kind of knowledge. You're just running to run. That's not how you run races tonight. If you get into a 100-yard dash, they tell you you're going to run from this point to this point. Whoever gets here first wins. If you run the 440, if you run the 880, if you run the mile, if you run the 3 mile. Hey, if you get into a boxing match, it's looking like here tonight, he's talking about a box, so fight. If you're in a boxing match, you say, that guy there has gloves on, and that guy there is going to try to beat the snot out of you. And if this guy knocks you down on the whatever it's called, the mat, huh? The canvas. If you get knocked down on the canvas, and we come in here and say count three or count five or whatever they count, and you don't get up, then you lose the fight, amen? And so we have the rules immediately in front of us, so we just don't get out on some race and just run like we have no idea what we're doing. And then we don't get in no matching ring either with no gloves on and standing around just running around and just, you know, that guy's trying to punch you out and you have no idea what's going on. He said, listen, you got to run with the mind. You got to have an understanding what's before you. See, the race that's set before us, we got to understand what's before us. We got to understand tonight what's required of us. We got to understand tonight what is it going to take for us to finish our race. Every one of us that are Christians tonight ought to have this in our mind. I have a race to run. I've got an object to get to. And how I'm going to get there is what God's going to tell me tonight how to get there. And in getting there, I'll win the crown. That means you're going to run with a mind. Number two, not only do you run with a mind, but you run with a might. He says, so fight I, not, there in verse 26, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Fight means a fight with the fist. Beating the air means a shadow boxing. It means, friend, that whenever you run, you're going to run with all your might. But you're not going to run like you're shadow boxing, like you're hitting nothing. You're just standing up there hitting and you're in the air. And you're just wasting all this energy and wasting all this effort. Friend, no. You're going to have a might involved in there. And you're going to fight with all your power. You're going to fight with all your strength. You're going to fight with all your ability to deliver the knockout blow. You're going to fight with all you got to hit first and to hit often and to hit the head of that one which you're fighting. If it's disappointment tonight, you want to knock it out.
If it's discouragement tonight, you want to knock it down. Friend, if it's difficulties tonight, you want to put it out so you can finish the race. And friend, it's not about quitting. It's not about letting up. It's not about laying down. It's not about getting out of the way. It's not about leaving. It's about fighting and going and fighting and knocking out. Oh, because see, I've got a crown that I need to win. I say to you, running with might, running with the mind, then running with meaning. We'll close with this thought tonight. Verse 27. Paul says, "But I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Well, Paul is saying, listen, I myself should be a castaway. That word castaway means disapproved. And boy, Paul said, you need to run with a meaning that you won't be disapproved. It means be disqualified. Oh, friend, listen, you don't want to run this race. And let me just say it like this tonight. You don't want to run this race and live such a way and do such things and you go through this life under the heading of religious or the heading of God and a Christian. And when you get to that time, you die, you stand before the Lord, and He looks to you and you're expecting your crown because you ran the way you thought or the way that you felt that you could run or the way that you thought maybe it could be what God would have you to do and it wasn't exactly what God would have you to do. And He said, listen, you disqualified. What a terrible, terrible day that would be. Awesome. Oh, awful. That you'd be disqualified. You're rejected for the prize. You see, you have others that you put in the contest. Oh, that word there where it says, that He says, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He's talking about, man, a black eye. And friend, when you become a castaway, you become disqualified and disapproved, friend. You find yourselves that you become a very disappointment to others around you and you are like a black eye to them. All Paul is saying tonight is I'm going to run my race and I want to run it in such a way where, listen, I have brought others to this race, but then I find myself as a castaway. I find myself as a black eye. Now, you know what that means tonight. When you see somebody with a black eye, it looks like he lost the battle. I mean, the guy who has the black eye don't look like he got the better end. But sometimes the guy with the black eye looks pretty good compared to the other fellow. The other guy got some busted nose and busted lip and all kinds of stuff. No ear. That's what Mike Tyson do. He bites your ear off. Two things tonight. There's outside influences that cause or that could create that you might have a black eye. The Bible says there in verse 27, He says, I keep under my body. In other words, should I get tripped up? Should I let somebody cause me to fall? Should I let somebody cause me to stumble? See, that's how it can happen. That can happen tonight. I'm not saying that tonight, that you can run your race and somebody, you could allow somebody to create you. Because if you don't keep your body under subjection, if you don't, you got to watch them outside influences. And friend, the next thing you know, you've got a black eye. Or you've been hit in the eye. That's what that's talking about tonight. Secondly, it could be some inside influences. He says tonight in verse 27, He says, and bring it into subjection. Bring it into subjection means your heart, your mind, your body being prepared. Friend, the inside influences would be your lust and your cravings and your bitterness and your anger and your hatred. So friend, we as a people tonight who are running the race have to be careful that we don't disqualify ourselves or disapprove ourselves of not being rejected of this crown because of some outside influences or some inside influences. We got to keep our body. We got to stay in subjection. At the Greek games, this is what this is referring to. A man would be a herald. He would herald out. He would speak out over a loudspeaker. He'd make announcements, and these announcements before this race began, he'd tell the rules of the contest and all the participants. He would give the names of everyone that's going to participate in that race. He would name the cities in which each one of them would represent, like the Olympics. He, at the end, would name the winners. At the end, he would also name the ones that have been disqualified. They can't win a crown. Every believer this evening can win an incorruptible crown if you run the race without being disqualified. The bottom line is this, is do you want it? Do you want it? There's the profit of it. There's the participation of it. Friend, there's the very practicing of it. Do you want it tonight? This crown can be won if you want it. Missions is a big part in why we do what we do. Stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Well, tonight, it's in your hands. God's given us the rules. One day, it will be heralded out all through heaven. Don't know how that would work, but I do know it goes something like this. Sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, you come up here. Thou good and faithful steward. You have run your race well. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. You have ran with your mind. You have ran with your might. You have ran with meaning. That you not be disqualified. Because of the way you ran, because of you running and the faithfulness in which you bestowed, I now award you, my brother, my sister, this crown. An incorruptible crown that will not fade away. That will not go away. You come now and receive this crown. Oh, what a glorious day that will be. Oh, I just want to encourage you, dear people of God. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. There's everybody in this room tonight can give you one reason why they ought to quit. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Want that crown. Why do you want that crown so much? So I can cast it at His feet on that day. Because I want to say those words, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory and honor and praise. For Thou hast created all things. And all things I have created for Thy pleasure. Lord, running that race in faithfulness was Your pleasure. You give me a crown. The Lord, I give it back to You because You're so worthy. The bottom line tonight, none of us can run a race except with Christ. How about you tonight? Do you want it? Do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You need to come, you come tonight. We're not tarrying. Need to come, come. You don't need to come tonight. Do business where you are. Help me not to be disqualified, Lord. I'll be honest with you tonight. That fears me, that puts fear in my heart to be disqualified. My soul. Been saved since 1988. October 30th. I hate to know that I lived this long and try to serve the Lord as best I could. And that this date, I would disqualify myself. Disapprove myself. Be rejected of the crown. But I'll be honest with you tonight, I really won't. I want that incorruptible crown. And being faithful tonight will get you that crown. And all of God's people said,